Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, May 6, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. COVID deaths in the USA top 1 million. Crime spikes in the nation's capital. The number of non-heterosexual Americans reaches an all-time high. A new study reveals how long teenagers stare at their phones. Also, the message of the day, update listeners, sound off. But first, at least 1 million Americans have died from COVID since the pandemic began 2 years ago. By comparison, that's twice the population of Atlanta, Georgia. More than 81 million of us have contracted the disease. Worldwide, the contagion has infected 500 million and killed 7 million. And the COVID thing is on the rise again, so be careful. Crime spiraling out of control in D.C. Murders in Washington now reaching a 20-year high. Less than half of all homicides are solved by the D.C. police. Robberies up there, 54%. Carjackings, 200%. Assaults, 20%. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser blames the violence on easy access to guns. The D.C. Police Union says the chaos is a direct result of anti-cop rhetoric from the mayor herself. The percentage of U.S. adults who self-identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender reaching a record high of 7%. That figure was just 3% when Gallup began asking the question a decade ago. 86% of Americans say they are straight, 6% refuse to answer the question. The number of young Americans identifying as part of the LGBT community rising to 21% for people born between 1997 and 2003. Yes, I know it's trendy, but that's an amazing stat. A report from the University of California finds the average teenager stares at their digital devices 9 hours a day. That figure does not include time spent on schoolwork. Researchers say that number doubled during the pandemic. All the screen time causes health problems like obesity, poor eyesight, even mental issues such as anxiety and depression. This is a dangerous trend. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill, at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Let us begin with D in Fayetteville, North Carolina. My husband and I have a question that is really puzzling us. Why is abortion the holy grail for the Democratic Party? Both parties, D, Republicans and Democrats, target specific groups to get votes. The Democratic Party is heavy into female voters. And it believes, the party believes, that most American women support abortion rights. So that's what it's all about. And then there is the progressive left, a part of the Democratic Party, which is crazy pro-abortion. It's just something that's in their DNA. Kay, Rock Hill, South Carolina. I find it interesting that so many of the pro-abortion rights people are also completely against the death penalty for convicted criminals. Do they really believe that the death of an innocent baby is fine but not a criminal? Kay, the pro-abortion people don't believe that a fetus is a baby. That's the whole thing. They say, oh, it's just a mass of cells. It's not a human being, so what's the big deal in destroying the unborn? Well, now we know that after 6 weeks, fetal heartbeats are detected, human heartbeats. So if you have a human heartbeat, don't you have a human? That's medical science. But again, if you present this, then you get into a big emotional situation. Rick Pace, Florida. Hey, Bill, the disinformation board has no power right now. I believe it is a test, and they will slowly incorporate powers, like the IRS. Kill it before it grows like all government agencies do. Well, it's not really easy to kill it because it's simply a government agency appointing someone to monitor information. So how are you going to kill it, Rick? The government agencies have the power to hire and do what they want. But again, the disinformation board has no power at all. And finally, I got a lot of mail about my new book, Killing the Killers. It's out this week. You will like this book. But one of the big questions that a lot of people are asking is about our weapons. For the first time ever, I describe the ferocity of American firepower in space. And a lot of these weapons have been used to take out Al-Qaeda and ISIS leaders. I mean, Soleimani from Iran was vaporized by a missile fired from a drone. This is an inhibitor to Putin. Putin knows we have these weapons and he does not. So that is a big component in Killing the Killers that I think will offer the American people some security. Our weaponry is unbelievable. Killing the Killers, out all over the country right now. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Each year, the sports industry brings in $80 billion to the U.S. economy. All of that.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Money translates to some very lucrative paychecks for the most popular players, the best players. From annual salaries to million-dollar endorsements, here are the top paid athletes in the USA as ranked by Newsweek. Number 10, Ronnie Stanley, Baltimore Ravens, paid the offensive tackle $47 million last year. Next, NBA star James Harden, on the Sixers, he's paid $51 million. Number 8, Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, made $54 million last year. His 10-year contract worth a $500 million. The 7th spot goes to Russell Westbrook. He signed a $207 million contract with the Oklahoma City Thunder in 17. Then he got traded to the Lakers. Then he didn't play very well, and they're looking to trade him. But Westbrook makes $60 million, so that won't be easy. Number 6, Tiger Woods. Despite a near-fatal car accident, the golfer took in $65 million last year alone. Nearly all of that comes from endorsements of products. Tiger made less than $200,000 from actually playing golf. The top 5 starts with Stephen Curry. The two-time NBA MVP makes $75 million a year. Next, Kevin Durant, Brooklyn Nets. He earns $80 million. Wow. Number three, Tom Brady. After leaving the New England Patriots for the Tampa Bay Bucks, Brady earned $45 million from football and another $40 million from brands like T-Mobile. The second spot goes to LeBron James. The basketball legend made $35 million from the LA Lakers and another $60 million from partnerships with Walmart and Pepsi. He also owns a movie production company, put out Space Jam 2, but it flopped. Number one, highest paid athlete in the world, Dak Prescott. The Dallas Cowboys quarterback paid $105 million last season. Can you believe that? And he earned another $50 million from sponsorships with Adidas, Budweiser, AT&T, and Apple Music. And here's something else you might not know. The highest paid athlete of all time remains Michael Jordan. It's the sneakers. Now this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.